This article is brought to you by the best-selling books I write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The full benefits of patient hearing with difficult people, why it changes every interaction. Why listening longer than feels natural is the skill that shifts everything. In short, patient hearing is the skill of listening to a difficult person fully, without interrupting, defending, or mentally preparing your reply while they speak. It is not passive. It is a deliberate act that changes the other person's physiological state, lowers their defensiveness, and creates the conditions where real communication becomes possible. Difficult people often escalate because they feel unheard, not because they are fundamentally unreasonable. Patient hearing interrupts that cycle before it takes hold. The person who listens longest usually has the most influence on how the conversation ends. Definition: patient hearing benefits refer to the measurable improvements in communication and relationship quality that come from listening to another person completely before responding. In the context of difficult people, it describes the practice of sustained, non-reactive attention that creates space for genuine exchange and reduces interpersonal tension. There is a pattern I have noticed over 6 decades of watching people try to manage difficult conversations. 2 people enter an exchange. One is angry, rigid, or determined to make things hard. The other is composed and genuinely ready to listen. Within minutes, the whole temperature of that room has changed, not because anyone made a brilliant argument, because one person practiced patient hearing and held that posture long enough for the other to feel it. Most people understand patient hearing at a surface level. They know they are supposed to listen. What they do not understand is the precise mechanism that makes it work. They think the benefit is politeness, or fairness, or simply good manners. But the real benefit operates much deeper than that, and once you see it clearly, you stop relying on patience as a moral virtue and start treating it as a practical tool. Why difficult people behave the way they do when no one listens? You cannot understand the full benefits of patient hearing without first understanding what is actually happening inside a difficult person during a tense conversation. Most difficult behavior is not a personality fixed in stone. It is a response to a felt threat. The threat may be to their status, their certainty, their sense of being understood. When someone feels the threat rising and senses the other person is about to cut them off, dismiss them, or argue them down, their nervous system responds accordingly. They become louder, more rigid, more combative, not to be difficult for the sake of it, because they are managing an internal state that nobody around them is helping to calm. The behavior that makes them so hard to deal with is frequently the direct product of not being heard. Here is the truth of it: the difficult person in front of you is often performing for an audience of one. They're speaking more for the experience of being heard than for any specific outcome they can name. When you give them that experience through patient hearing, the performance no longer has the same urgency. Something settles. The core mechanism. What patient hearing actually does to another person. This is the part worth studying carefully, because this is where the genuine patient hearing benefits lie. When you listen to someone fully, without interrupting, without visibly preparing your rebuttal, without breaking eye contact to check your phone or gather your thoughts, you change their physiological experience of the conversation. A person who anticipates being interrupted stays in a state of readiness. Their thoughts are compressed. Their language becomes blunt. Their tone sharpens because they are trying to land the point before the window closes. When that anticipation is removed, because you keep listening and do not cut them off, something physically shifts. Their pace slows. Their language becomes more specific. They begin to think out loud rather than defend a position. You are not just being polite. You are removing a stimulus that was generating their most difficult behavior. The practical consequence of this is direct: the longer you listen without reacting, the more information you receive, and the less volatile the person becomes. These 2 things happen simultaneously, and both serve you. You learn more, and you face less resistance. That is a considerable advantage, and it costs nothing except the willingness to stay quiet for a little longer than feels comfortable. This is also why how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy often begins with listening rather than speaking. The first move is rarely the words you choose. It is the space you create. What this looks like in real situations. Let me give you 2 scenarios where this mechanism plays out in a way you can recognize. First, a colleague who becomes aggressive in meetings whenever their ideas are challenged. Most people respond by preparing a counterargument the moment this person starts speaking. The colleague senses that preparation in body language, in the quick intake of breath, in their eyes that have stopped being present. They escalate to get through the wall before it fully closes. You interrupt. They interrupt back. The meeting degrades. Try practicing patient hearing in that same meeting. Let them finish completely. Do not fill the pause that follows. After a few seconds, ask a clarifying question. Nothing confrontational. Just a genuine question that shows you heard the detail of what they said. In my experience, that shift in posture alone changes how the conversation proceeds. The aggression does not have the same target anymore. Second, a family member or friend who becomes circular in difficult conversations, going over the same grievance repeatedly. That circularity is almost always a sign that the person does not feel the grievance has been received. Patient hearing, practiced consistently across several conversations, is often the only thing that breaks the loop. Once they trust that you have genuinely absorbed what they are saying, they can move on from it. Understanding how empathy bridges and team communication function is relevant here. Empathy is not a feeling you perform. It is a signal you send through behavior. Patient hearing is one of the clearest signals you can send. Why most people cannot sustain it under pressure. If patient hearing is this effective, why does it fail so often in practice? The answer is that the very conditions that make it most necessary also make it hardest to apply. When you are under verbal attack, your body experiences it as a physical threat. The urge to respond, to correct, to defend yourself, is not a weakness of character. It is a natural response to perceived danger. Most people are practicing patient hearing right up until the moment it becomes most important, and then they abandon it, precisely because the pressure is highest. There is also a subtler problem. People confuse patient hearing with surrender. They believe that if they do not respond immediately and firmly, the other person will take that silence as agreement or as weakness. That belief is almost always wrong. The person speaking is really keeping score of how quickly you respond. They are measuring whether you are truly present. But because the fear of appearing weak is strong, people interrupt before they mean to and forfeit the most valuable moments of the exchange. This is why psychological safety and honest communication are so closely connected to patient hearing. When people feel safe enough to listen without fear of being seen as passive, patient hearing becomes sustainable rather than occasional. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The practical value you gain when you hold the posture. Let me be direct about what patient hearing gives you practically and specifically. First, you earn the right to be heard. There is a principle in difficult conversations that is as reliable as anything I know. People are far more willing to genuinely hear a response from someone who has genuinely listened to them. If you want your words to land, let theirs land first. Reciprocity in listening is real. Second, you gather intelligence you would otherwise miss. Difficult people, when they feel heard, say things they would never say to someone who was arguing back. They reveal the real concern underneath the stated grievance. They tell you what actually matters to them. That information changes how you respond and often changes the outcome entirely. Third, you maintain composure in a way that affects the entire interaction. When you practice patient hearing under pressure, you signal something important, that you are not destabilized by the difficulty of this person or this moment. That composure, held consistently, gradually changes how difficult people relate to you. They learn, across repeated interactions, that they cannot move you by escalating. That understanding, over time, changes the dynamic at its root. This connects directly to how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy, because the feedback conversation is precisely where patient hearing is most frequently abandoned. People rush to deliver their point, and then wonder why it was not received. For your method to hold under pressure, prepare it before the conversation. Decide in advance that you will let the other person speak fully before you respond, whatever they say. That pre-commitment does more work than any in-the-moment technique. It is a form of scripting your own behavior before the pressure arrives. Consider also how mediation between two team members depends entirely on the mediator's ability to practice patient hearing with both parties simultaneously. The neutrality is not ideological. It is expressed through equal attention. And when repair is needed after a breakdown, apologizing in a way that actually restores trust follows the same principle. The apology lands is usually preceded by the listener staying silent long enough for the hurt to be fully expressed. The same is true of what psychological safety actually is and how it functions. Patient hearing is one of the primary ways you build it, conversation by conversation. Patient hearing is a skill you build, not a quality you have. This much I know for certain: patient hearing is not temperament. I have met extraordinarily patient people who are poor listeners because they had never been taught to listen with purpose. And I have met people who described themselves as reactive by nature who became skilled at patient hearing through deliberate, repeated practice. The system is simple, though the application is not easy. Before your next difficult conversation, commit to one rule: you will not speak until the other person has fully stopped, and you will wait one full breath after they stop before you open your mouth. That single practice, applied consistently, will produce the patient hearing benefits described in this article within a single week of real use. The most difficult person in your life is very likely not as fixed in their difficulty as they appear. What is fixed is the pattern of interaction you've both rehearsed together. Patient hearing is how you break the pattern, not by changing them, but by changing the only thing you have direct control over: how you show up when the conversation gets hard. Frequently asked questions. What are the main benefits of patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing lowers the other person's defensive response, creates space for them to say what they actually mean, and signals respect even when you disagree. Over time, it builds trust and increases the chance the person will genuinely hear you when it is your turn to speak. How does patient hearing change the way difficult people respond? When a difficult person feels genuinely heard, their physiological state changes. The urgency to fight or defend drops. They become more able to think clearly and engage reasonably. Patient hearing does not reward bad behavior. It removes the fuel that feeds it. Why is patient hearing so hard to practice under pressure? Under pressure, most people feel a strong internal pull to correct, defend, or respond. That pull is instinctive, not a character flaw. It takes real preparation and repeated practice to hold steady and listen fully when the conversation is emotionally charged. Is patient hearing the same as agreeing with what someone says? No. Patient hearing means you give someone your full attention and let them finish speaking before you respond. It does not mean you accept their position as correct. You can disagree clearly and firmly after listening. The listening itself carries no implied agreement. How long does patient hearing take to produce a result in a difficult interaction? Often the shift happens within a single conversation, sometimes within minutes. When a difficult person realizes they are not going to be cut off or argued down immediately, the tone frequently softens on its own. The patience you show creates the opening the conversation needs. Can patient hearing work if the other person is genuinely unreasonable? Yes, though the benefit is different. With a truly unreasonable person, patient hearing clarifies exactly what you are dealing with. It gives you information, keeps you composed, and ensures you cannot be accused of failing to listen. That composure and clarity serve you regardless of their behavior. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.